What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 29th of September. Hope you're well. Dark this video is. If you're listening on the podcast, I do a video version as well. It seems to be a little bit dark, a little bit hazy for some reason. So if you come here for satire, you're also getting saturation at the same time. Or whatever the word is for shit lighting on the video. I'm not a professional, unfortunately, so I work with very basic equipment, including very basic vocabulary, very basic news stories. It's all about the basics. That's why it's not meant to be news. It's meant to be a bit funny, a little bit humorous, entertaining. This is shit. Have you ever watched the news? Boring. It's fucking depressing. It's daunting. It's fucking dark, just like my video, but I'm trying to add a bit of light to the situation by giving my spin on things. And firstly, the most fucking funniest thing I've heard all week, or probably all year, or all my tax-paying life, is Donald Trump. And any of you Americans out there, and you're listening, and you're thinking, you're hard-working American, especially if you're hard-working Trump-supporting American. Trump hasn't paid tax for the last 10 years. He's paid nothing, not a penny, to the IRS for the last 7 years, apparently. And he's paid over 70 grand a year to his hairdresser to get his bouffants or his croissants or whatever you want to call it sorted out and make sure he's looking good, according to him. And also, he's also paid the same towards his daughter's hairstylist as well. So even his hairstylist is getting more than his tax, than the taxpayer. And he's been out and he's accused Obama, or he was dissing Obama in the past for having the same kind of situation, well, for apparently dodging some kind of tax or not paying whatever. So that's like the pot having a fucking shit on the kettle, that is, isn't it? But anyway, there you go. Donald Trump. All you supporters now, you got to go, we can get away with tax as well, we can get away with tax as well. Hold that up on your banners at his rally, at the very least, and say, can we do the same if we vote you in? If it's a level playing field and everybody gets to do the same thing, all well and good. But if you're paying 40% tax and he ain't paying a fucking brass farthing, and he's making billions or multi-millions and billions, then I'm sorry, but you want to get a better hairstylist at the very least, or change your president. It's crazy, you know, these American politics, I don't understand it, I really don't. I mean, I understand when somebody gets the job and they are the president, and then it's down to you to fucking like it or loathe them, but I don't understand the political process and the Congress stuff and the Senate stuff and all the, what's the other thing, what's the shit, the college results and all that kind of stuff? It's so confusing. Ours is confusing, but we got something called First Past the Post, and fucking that one's as confusing as all of them. I just think maybe you should just, in the future, just have like a lottery. All the names in a hat. Just pull the name out. That person's the fucking president. Because the person's only a puppet half the time anyways. They can't do a lot. They're just, but at the moment you've got somebody who says a lot. Most of the time, I actually find him quite amusing. I mean, I'm sure he's done a lot of good stuff, otherwise people won't be voting for him. But he also pisses off a lot of people and does a lot of bad stuff. So unfortunately, he's from the book of divide and rule. But you know, I can't knock him if he's done some good stuff for some people. But if you're that person who he's not doing anything good for, then you got to vote against him, I'm afraid, because he ain't paying no tax. And even if I loved him, I'd be voting against him because he ain't paying no tax, and I have to. It's not fucking fair. It ain't fair. You know, I get away with whatever tax I can, but usually that's very, very minimal. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to the pub, you can't sing or dance, so if you're likely to get drunk, and you're a singer when you're drunk, you know, those ones who burst out to bringing out the ballads, start, especially the Irish love a good sing song. Well, you're going to get fined £1,000 on the spot if you start singing it would be a shit song, and you go, yeah, £1,000 fine, that's a really shit song. It's like, you know, based on judgment. Yeah, I don't like that song, mate. Sorry, that's there, that's there. That's... E is bad. It could be called Pubs Got Talent. The Pubs Got Talent. Or the Pisshead's Got Talent. That's a new TV programme. You've heard it here first. Once again, my idea. Intellectual property rights. But yeah, you could do that. You could, anybody who's singing and just sound like fucking wailing banshees, like the Spice Girls, you can just give them £1,000 fine. That'd be good. Spice Girls are bringing out their first song out again soon. Can we up it? Can it be like on a pro rata basis? Can that £1,000 be based on where you are? If you're a multimillionaire, that £1,000 could be £1 million fine. I'd like to see that for the Spice Girls. Each per person. Graffiti. I love graffiti. Graffiti is my favourite kind. Well, street art, urban art, graffiti. I love all art, but I love graffiti art, and especially like this. You can't beat a good dick drawing. Or I could, if dick drawings were money. If dick drawings were money, or people were buying them, look, walking around an art gallery looking at loads of cock drawings, imagine that. I'd be up there, I'd be like a Van Gogh. I'd be like, who else could I be? I'd be like Picasso. I'd be Salvador Dali. I'd be all of those. I've got all the cock drawings. When I was a kid, that is. When I was at school, you know, when you're bored and you just, everyone's drawing, you draw them on other somebody else's book. Or inside the back of their book or some shit like that. Or on their coursework. So you pass the time, isn't it, as a kid? And I said it before, cavemen, they must have been drawing them. Cavemen were drawing stick men with big dicks. That's cave humour. It goes all the way back. It's not childish. It's primitive. Anyway, people have been doing it now to mark potholes. They've been doing this a while, haven't they? But it's always good when somebody does that. Because potholes have fucking killed my van a few times, or have killed my tyres. And some people now are drawing big mass spray painting, big massive cocks around the potholes to make the council come and do something about it. Because if they have to come and do something about the cock, they've got to do something about the pothole. So think about it, you cocks at the council, come and sort the cocks out on the road. And while you're there, do the potholes. And therefore, we all can get along and we don't have to put our fucking... Trace back where our wheels and tyres have been smashed to smithereens, where it goes back to. Because you know, it always happens. And then about 2 weeks later, you're looking, your tyres like swollen or burst or whatever else. It was all because you've had a bang in it on a pothole 2 fucking weeks ago in some country lane or wherever the fuck it was. Anyway, Chef Gordon Ramsay's been charging £4 for toast. £4, that's not even a lot. I mean, it's a lot. Whoever pays it's fucking stupid anyway. But £4 at a Gordon Ramsay restaurant. I mean, this has made the headlines. And he's making it expensive, £4 for a cup of... £14 for a cooked breakfast plus £4.10 for a brew. £4.10 for a cup of tea. Now, I'm sorry, but the reason I don't... Coffee, I can handle paying a bit more money for coffee and stuff like that. But tea, we all know the price of a tea bag. And we all know the price of wholesale tea bags. They're like nothing. I like to have a little bit of like... I don't know how much you're paying for it when I get my dinner or when I get my food. I like to not know or not have any idea of how much it's cost you to give me it. But I know how much a tea bag is, and it'd be about fucking 2p, probably 1p, even that, and you're charging £4.10 for it, for that and water. I tell you what, you wouldn't get a fucking builder in the land that would pay that. No chance. So anyway, he's got his toast. £4 for a piece of toast. If it's it better be 2 pieces. If that's a piece of toast, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't even order it anyway. I wouldn't even be sitting in a Gordon Ramsay restaurant, I don't think. Not unless I'm fucking minted. And then it was like, the funny thing is, most people who sit in that restaurant, they all do it on a fucking work card anyway. They don't even pay for it. They claim it back as a business expense. So when anybody takes you out to a nice lunch like that, and you're going, yeah, nice one, fucking, that's brilliant. This guy loves me, he's rich, and he loves me, he's got money, he's taking me somewhere really expensive. No, he's claiming it back on his tax, it's not costing him anything. So he needs to work a little bit harder to get where he's trying to get. Ladies, take notes. Or you're probably there and you know the score anyway, and you're like, yeah, I don't care about that. I'm still just going to reel him in, reel him in. Got the fishing rod, reel him in. First stop, Gordon Ramsay's. Next stop, fucking house for me. He can piss off, and I'll be looking after him and our kid that was the fucking, what's it called, the bargaining chip. Some women are like that. I'm not talking to you personally. If you're watching and you think I'm being sexist, no, I'm talking about certain women and certain rich men, and it's a two-way street. The rich man thinks he's fucking getting all his because he's rich, and she's skint and poor and beautiful, and she's like, no, mate. I know what I'm doing as well. You might know what you're doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. Mars, another space, we're on space again. Mars may be teeming with life in the system of underground lakes found on the South Pole. On its South Pole. They found a load of underground lakes. Got to be people there. Not people. There's got to be life then, isn't it? If there's water, where there's water, there's life. There we go. And where there's water, we can go and live up there. Unless it's water that's fucking boiling hot, or like, you know, plus 500 degrees or minus 500 degrees, somewhere like that, then we probably won't. I won't be dipping my toes in it, let's put it that way. But we want colonies up there, don't we? We want people to go up there and have a look, so that we can, for when we fucking ruin this planet, a select few will go up there. Imagine that, you'll have a billionaires up there because they're bound to get up there. That'll be the same system again. They'll chuck up a load of like beautiful women, billionaires, and but the problem is there that there's nowhere to go and take the money to, unless you can get back down to Earth. You ain't got no shops up there spending the money. It's going to become like a crazy cult, like Mormons or some shit like that. I don't fancy the reproduction, the people who are going to come out of that system. They're going to be my kind of people. Not the kind of people I want to sit in the pub and have a drink with. No chance. Astronaut Tim Peake believes that aliens have existed across the universe, but may have already died out. May have, but I don't think they have. Why would they have died out? You've seen the fucking size of the place. It's massive. It's huge. We ain't even been anywhere near where you can get to in space. We ain't got fucking... I've said this before, there's a satellite travelling. It's been travelling for 30 years. The Voyager, it went off on a tangent after we went out to have a look at Saturn or Jupiter, I think. And then we let it go, and it's travelling. 30 years it's been sending signals back, and it's still on the move, just moving along at something like ridiculous, like a billion miles a day, something pathetic like that. It's a ridiculous number. And it's still going 30 years later, and it's still sending us signals back. It's crazy. That's how big the place is. So you're telling me there's nobody living down the road, if you're going to talk about it, because that's what it's like. It's down the road. Neighbours. So, well, yeah, there's aliens out there. But he reckons they might have all died out, and life is prevalent. He believes that life is prevalent across the cosmos, but intelligent civilizations such as Earth's are much rarer. And much rarer, that means there are some, but they're rare. He spent 185 days orbiting the planet. So our barrier to contacting other worlds is sheer vastness of space and time. But it's going to happen. One of these days, we're going to get the call. It's going to be like, what's he called? I just called Stevie Wonder. What's Lionel Richie's one? Hello. That's it. Hello, is it me you're looking for? That's what we're going to get from space. And we're going to go, shit, there's somebody there. There's somebody on the other end. And we're going to be, you know, when you hold the phone away from your ear when you're trying to talk to somebody in the room, going, he's fucking, somebody's there. But that's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to answer the call, and we're going to be fucking scared shitless. Because then they're going to go, hang on a minute, I know where you are. I'll pop round, I'll jump in the fucking UFO, I'll jump in my space mobile, and we're going to come and have a look. Come and check you out. We're going to follow this signal. We're going to come, because our place is getting a little bit small now. We want to branch out a little bit. Where are we going? I've got loads here to do. I can't do them all now. Space has taken a woman here had a leg bit by a sex-crazed false widow spider. A sex-crazed false widow spider, because she destroyed the web that it made to attract to attract the male. So it saved the male. She saved the male's life, the mate. Because don't they kill him after that, or is that just the widow? But anyway, yeah, it sunk its fangs into her, and she said her calf was rock hard. So she managed to survive, obviously, but do you have to go to the hospital? You would have to go and have antibiotics and stuff. Scary stuff. I'll tell you what, any of these spiders, I've seen some spiders, and they've got you always have a look at the backs, don't they? They've got funny lines on the back wall. The funny shape. They've got double bubble backs. If they've got anything like that, don't go fucking near them, whatever you do. I saw a brilliant video on or picture on Facebook. Somebody was sleeping on top of a door frame. They'd somehow balanced their legs over the door frame and a pillow up there. And they was like sleeping because they saw a spider had ran under the bed that they tried to kill. And now they thought it was going to come back with a vengeance. Yeah, yeah. So you got a sex-crazed widow spider. False widow. I'll tell you what. Sounds like a... Forget the spider. That sounds like a crazy woman as well, doesn't it? A sex-crazed false widow. She's pretending to be a widow. And she's coming after your money. It's all a game. I'm trying to be sexist again here. It's actually the blokes. A lot of blokes who fucking put it up. Who con the widows anyway. It's the other way around, isn't it? Try and take them for their money. When they're a bit down and stuff. Those blokes, I tell you what. You want to have a little box of spiders to fucking release on them. As soon as you cop on their idea, you get them to go up and fucking false widow the hell out of their genitals. Let them think that they're having you over. Let them think when they're going, yeah, can you borrow some money from your bank account? I'm a bit skint, $2,000, $4,000, $10,000, whatever it might be. Do ever, ever give them the money. Have something ready and wait. You go, yeah, I'll give it you tomorrow. Let's get down. Let's get dirty. Let's get the spiders out because they're coming to fucking make sure that you don't you know well more you know about it. Let's put it that way because some of them spiders they make things drop off, don't they? Is it the white spider? There's something white spider and they make your leg fucking just freeze or just like all the veins all die and all that. It's horrible. Put that on his bollocks. He won't go asking for money again. Just put it that way. Right, I think I might leave it there. I'm going to leave it there. Last one I'm going to do, Fawlty Towers. Americans out there, you remake some of our great, I don't know why you remake some of our great comedies. I don't know why you don't just enjoy our comedies as they are, but you like to remake them and spend a fortune to do it, which is happy for our comedians, to be honest, because they get to have all the money and reap the benefits. But you remade Fawlty Towers with Basil Fawlty. You remade it, paid a fortune for it, and then you wrote Basil Fawlty out of it, the main character. That is the person that made the programme funny, apart from Manuel. I mean, they're all funny in it, but Manuel and Basil Fawlty. But Basil Fawlty is like the fucking... is the main man in the comedy, and you've wrote him out of the script, or you did. You wrote him out of the script, so he wasn't even going to be in it. That's ruining it. That's destroying it. I'd love to watch it and see how shit it is, but that's got to be fucking terrible. So if you've never seen it, watch Fawlty Towers, the English version, because it's hilarious. It's old now. Monty Python days. It's John Cleese out of Monty Python. Never, ever, ever comedy and write the main character out of it. That is a faux pas that's bigger than... I tell you what, I'm going to send the aliens down to your fucking front door, whoever fucking thought that idea, and I'm getting them to zap. Take your brain, put a thing in your ear, and have a look inside your brain to see what the hell is going on. Because they ain't going to stand for anything like that. What am I on about? Anyway, leave it there. I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.